The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E Energy Group. That's EAAS. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released a trading update and a board update, and this is for the financial year to the 30th of June. Of course, your financial year ends there, and an outlook as well. We'll dig into that, and it all looks good. So sort of double-digit growth, wherever I look. But before we get into the detail, Harvey, for people maybe new to the company or learning about the company, could you explain what E-Energy is and what it does?
Sure. So we are an integrated net zero services provider, helping customers get to net zero without the need for deploying their own capital. So we take our customers on a journey of reducing their consumption, moving to clean energy procurement, generating their own clean energy, and being able to visualize and reduce their energy wastage.
Yeah. And I suppose one of the most important things about this is it's for companies now facing, you know, big bills in energy size, probably one of the biggest sector that increases in the, in their costs. You provide this what? With no upfront capital to these companies, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So pretty much without exception, every one of our customers have seen their energy bills double this year. And the realization now is sinking in that we're in for a period of very high energy prices over the foreseeable future. So it's really all about how do our customers, public sector or private, reduce their spend. And the only way to do that is either through investing in renewable energy generation or investing in energy efficiency and energy reduction solutions. All that comes at a high capital cost. And in an environment now where we have got pressures all over the corporate sector and public sector for investment, our proposition of funding these turnkey solutions and then charging through a share of the savings is proving to be an extremely attractive proposition. So yeah, all of our customers can get to net zero, generate surplus cash flow, and not deploy any of their own capital reserves.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose, are you seeing more interest now that, you know, you see customers are starting to realise these energy bills are not going to just drop off a cliff anytime soon? They're going to be up high for a sustained period. Are you seeing more interest?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing now is not only more interest generally, more proactive interest, but we're also seeing our sales cycles shorten as the decisions to progress with an energy transition strategy being progressed faster at board level. Because now, as you say, energy is, if not the biggest P&L expense after salaries, it's certainly in the top three.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So let's go through some of the highlights from last year now up to 30th of June, and then we'll cover the outlook. So start off with the highlights, if you could, Harvey.
Sure. So we're really pleased with the revenue and more importantly, profit growth. We're up 62% on revenue to 22 million, and we're up 260% on EBITDA, delivering a 3 million profit for the last year. So we think this is not only evidence of a strong proposition, but more importantly, evidence of a really strong integrated business that's been growing organically as well as through acquisition revenues.
Yeah, yeah. And what are there certain parts of the business that are, you know, gaining sort of more interest or you know, bigger sales than others?
Yes, I think so. So we had a slower start to the year, which you'll be aware of. And I think that was more of a COVID hangover more than anything else. Mm. What we're seeing now is a really, really strong organic growth in the energy efficiency and renewable energy division. So all of our energy services outside of energy procurement and energy management are really the fastest growing parts of our business now. So whether that's the smart metering business, which is going through, you know, explosive growth, or whether it's our LED and energy efficiency division, or whether we're talking about, you know, EV charging and solar, all of those divisions are the fastest growing parts of our business now. And I think that's what you can see when you look at our last quarter's performance. You know, we delivered 8.3 million of revenue and 2 million of EBITDA in the last quarter. So it starts to give you real confidence that our FY23 outlook, which is 30 million up from this year's 22 and 5 million EBITDA up from this year's 3, is starting to be something that we can really underpin quarter on quarter.
Yeah, well, just looking at, you know, your outlook here, your forward order book is now, you know, greater than your revenue for the last year. So that's looking good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, order book now, contracted order book, that is, of 25 million. That's up from 18 million. That's a 35% growth in our contracted revenues. I think also what we're seeing is a much stronger pipeline further out. So, you know, when I look at FY 21 and the year that's just gone, you know, we were doing a lot of investment in new sectors, so broadening out from the education sector, so we weren't as exposed to a niche as perhaps we were a couple of years ago. So in education, we've moved into the higher education university sectors, and we've got some fantastic customers. We've got UCL as a really strong big customer now, and that's starting to help us win other big university contracts. But then also moving into the healthcare sector, we know we've won Spire Hospitals, which is a fantastic private healthcare group, and we've got, you know, visibility on a couple of years worth of projects, you know, in one technology before we even start talking about other technologies. So the last 12 months really has been about investing in new sector strategies around the public sector in particular, to broaden out our proposition, not just from energy efficiency, but to renewable energy, and also wrapping up that energy management, energy wasted strategy as well.
Yeah, yeah. And how has interest been on sort of EV and solar?
Oh, I'm so excited about the prospects of these two divisions. We've got two of our you know, leading commercial people recently promoted to run those two divisions, both who've got a proven track record with the business. They respectively have been tasked with cross-selling our existing customers with either charging or solar solutions, and the appetite from existing customers alone has just been way beyond our expectations. So yeah, really excited about the prospect for this year. I think solar, which is such a compelling proposition now, given that solar energy is trading at half the price of grid energy, and obviously we can all see around us the transition that's accelerating on the demand for electric vehicles. So it's a really race against time to be able to provide, you know, workplace charging and public sector charging solutions as the demand exceeds previous expectations in the market generally.
Yeah, and I suppose in this kind of market, you know, it's a hard market, and, you know, I've said you should look for companies, you know, within a strong trends. I suppose there's no bigger trends at the moment other than the high energy bills and then, like I said, the target of net zero. Together, you've got them sort of both locked in there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what I've been busy focusing in on the last 12 months is building a brand that's got the legs to stand the test of time over the next decade. So we launched eenergy.com on the 1st of July. We've dispensed with all of our historic brands, so Beyond Utility Team and the old Elite, if you like, businesses as a service offering on their own are now redundant, and they are now being replaced by the eEnergy brand, which is a consolidated single proposition to customers. And all the technology platforms that sit under that, all the team structures, that's really where all our focus has been over the last 12 months. So being now at the forefront of this transition, where both technology and sort of, if you like, macro trends are forcing customers to change their approach to energy, I think gives the eEnergy brand, you know, a phenomenal opportunity to build a, you know, phenomenal business.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, three reasons. If you could, Harvey, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing and the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, if you could give us three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add eEnergy to their watch list, please.
Okay, sure. So I think the first reason to follow us is the demand for reducing energy spend in what is now the highest energy price market we've ever seen. The second is in a capital constrained market, the opportunity to release cash flow through energy reduction without using your own capital. And then finally, really just this whole drive to net zero and then capturing an end-to-end service proposition through eEnergy.
Excellent stuff. Harvey, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.